But it was Dywin who emerged from the greenery, forking a shaggy grey garron, with Gren a horse beside him. The old bear had deployed outriders to either side of the main column to screen their march and warn of the approach of any enemies, and even there he took no chances, sending the men out in pairs.
"Oh, it's you, Lord Snow."
Dywin smiled, an oaken smile. His teeth were carved of wood and fit badly.
"Thought me and the boy, and it's one of them others to deal with. Lost your wolf?"
"He's off hunting. Ghost did not like to travel with the column, but he would not be far. When they made camp for the night, he'd find his way to John at the Lord Commander's tent."
"Fishing, I call it, in this wet," Dywin said. "My mother always said rain was good for growing crops,"
Gren put in hopefully.
"Aye, a good crop of mildew," Dywin said. "The best thing about a rain like this, it saves a man from taking baths."
He made a clacking sound on his wooden teeth. "Buckwolves found Craster," John told them.
"And he lost him," Dywin chuckled. "See that your young butts don't go nosing about Craster's wives, you hear?"
John smiled.
"Want them all for yourself, Dywin?"
Dywin clacked his teeth some more.
"Might be I do. Craster's got 10 fingers and 1 cock, and he don't count but to 11. He'd never miss a couple."